Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. You know, life throws a lot at us. It's like one giant cosmic game of dodgeball, where sometimes you're the thrower, and other times, well, let's just say you're getting hit pretty hard. We all experience those moments, right? That burning anger, that bitterness that lingers like bad coffee, it can weigh us down, leave us feeling stuck in a cycle of resentment. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Forgiveness. Not just for other people, but also for ourselves. Because trust me, holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It doesn't work that way. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about setting yourself free. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you understand the importance of forgiveness in your mental well-being. First off, holding on to anger and resentment is like carrying a heavy backpack everywhere you go. It drains your energy, makes everyday tasks feel monumental, and honestly, it's just not a good look. Forgiveness, on the other hand, is like taking that backpack off your shoulders and feeling that weight lift. Suddenly, you have more space to breathe, to move forward, and to actually enjoy life. Second, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It means choosing to acknowledge what happened, learn from it, and move on without letting it control your emotions or actions. Think of it like this. Sometimes you need to rip off a band-aid, even though it stings a little. You do it because leaving it on would just cause more pain in the long run. Third, forgiveness isn't always easy. There are days when it feels impossible, especially if you've been deeply hurt. It's like trying to pull yourself up a mountain after being knocked down repeatedly. But here's the thing. Every step you take towards forgiveness, even if it's just a tiny one, is a victory. Remember, you don't have to forgive someone to protect them, you forgive to protect yourself. Fourth, practicing self-forgiveness is just as important as forgiving others. Ever been so hard on yourself for making a mistake? We've all been there. But holding on to guilt and shame only keeps you stuck in the past. Be kind to yourself, learn from your mistakes, and move forward with compassion. And finally, remember that forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about choosing not to let it define you. It's like realizing that a single raindrop doesn't make a storm. It takes a whole lot of negativity to create lasting damage. Forgiveness allows you to step out of the rain and into the sunshine. Okay, so let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend, let's call her Sarah, did something that really hurt you. Maybe she broke a promise or said something insensitive. You're feeling angry, betrayed, maybe even a little heartbroken. You start replaying the situation over and over in your head, letting those negative feelings fester. Weeks go by, and that anger hasn't faded. It's like a dark cloud hanging over your friendship. Every time you see Sarah, you feel that sting of hurt all over again. You avoid her, keep things superficial, and eventually the friendship starts to crumble. Now imagine this. Instead of letting that anger consume you, you choose to talk to Sarah about how her actions made you feel. You express your hurt honestly and openly, but also with compassion. Sarah listens, apologizes sincerely, and shows remorse for her actions. You forgive her, not because you're minimizing what happened, but because you realize holding on to that anger is only hurting you in the long run. The friendship might take some time to heal, but it has the potential to be stronger than before. You learn to communicate openly, understand each other's perspectives, and ultimately choose forgiveness over bitterness. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? Forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning bad behavior. It's about choosing to let go of anger and resentment for your own well-being. It's a powerful tool that can help you heal, build stronger relationships, and live a more fulfilling life. Alright, folks. I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on forgiveness? Have you ever struggled with it? Share your experiences in the comments below. And if this episode resonated with you, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review The Stoic Life. Join us tomorrow for another dose of wisdom and inspiration as we continue to explore the path towards a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Until then, keep striving for calm confidence.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.